With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. New recordings of sacred choral and organ music continue to come across my desk, and on today's program, we'll enjoy a second helping of selections from new and recent discs. We'll hear additional tracks from some of the CDs we enjoyed a few weeks ago, along with several new recordings, music by Francisco Guerrero, Lily Boulanger, Edward Berstow, and others. We'll begin with incredible music for organ by Johann Sebastian Bach. His Toccata BWV 566 actually exists in two versions, one in C major and one in E major. It's believed that perhaps the C major version was intended to be playable on instruments of the time tuned in mean tone temperament, and the E major version for those instruments in one of the well-tempered tuning systems. The piece has a somewhat different character as well in each distinct key. We'll hear the C major version, BWV 566A. It's an arresting piece, both in terms of the music itself and the oral drama and grandeur of performer and instrument. Ann Laver plays the Fritz organ at St. Joseph Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio, on a recent CD from the Loft label.
Thank you.
the Toccata in C Major BWV 566A by J.S. Bach, and Laver performed on the organ at St. Joseph Cathedral in Columbus. A stunning sound. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Patriarch Tikhon Russian American Music Institute, or PATRM Institute for short, has as its goal to present Russian Orthodox choral music in its highest possible way, with both uncompromising musical standards performed with deep spirituality. From their most recent CD, Blessed Art Thou Among Women, on the Reference Recordings label, we'll hear a piece by Nikolai Danilin, well known as the conductor of the first performance of Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil. Peter Jeremioff leads the PATRM Institute singers in All of Creation Rejoices in Thee.
Thank you.
All of Creation Rejoices in Thee by Nikolai Danilin. Peter Jeremioff led the Patrum Institute singers. La Maîtrise de Toulouse recently recorded a wonderful disc of music composed for funerals of Spanish royalty of the Renaissance. Mark Opstad leads the singers in A Mihi Domine, Woe is Me, O Lord, by Francisco Guerrero, whose life spanned three quarters of the 16th century. Funeral Music for Renaissance Spanish Royalty. La Maîtrise de Toulouse sang Hey Mihi Domine by Francisco Guerrero. Mark Opstad conducted. The familiar words from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians are set in our next selection by Sir Edward Barristow. It comes from a disc devoted to his anthems produced by the Tewkesbury Abbey Schola Cantorum on the Regent label. Though I speak with the tongues of men, is full of wonderful text painting with a distinctive falling musical gesture on the word charity, an organ flourish at the words tinkling cymbal, and with the music almost disappearing at the words shall vanish away. Simon Bell leads the choir, with Carlton Etherington accompanying.
Thank you.
Though I Speak with the Tongues of Men by Sir Edward Barrow, performed by the Tewkesbury Abbey Schola Cantorum. Simon Bell directed, with Carlton Etherington at the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music for organ and trombone quartet is next. Organist Amanda Mole is joined by the Hohenfels Trombone Quartet, founded by Lisa Albrecht, in a piece by Hungarian-German composer, theorist, and organist Zsolt Gardonyi, born in 1946. It's a fantasy on a 16th-century Hungarian song of thanksgiving that's well-known in the Protestant church there. Alternating dramatic, almost improvisatory textures and more subdued chorale-like textures propel the piece forward. Music for trombone quartet and organ on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
The Hohenfels Trombone Quartet, consisting of Lisa Albrecht, Heather Buchman, Ben David Aronson, and Matthew Halbert, joined organist Amanda Moll in Fantasy on a Hungarian Song of Thanks by Zsolt Gárdonyi. It comes from a new CD, Sound and Resound, containing music for trombone and organ, released by Bark Eater Music. Lily Boulanger is not as well known as her older sister Nadia, for she only lived to the age of 25, dogged by ill health for most of her life. She did compose a fair amount in that short span, including a haunting Pie Jesu for unison voices, composed in the last year of her life. The senior girls of the Romsey Abbey Choir sing, accompanied by Colin Walsh on the Cavaillé Cole organ of Saint-Ouen in Rouen, France. George Richford directs.
Thank you.
Pie Jesu by Lily Boulanger from a recent recording, Prière pour Notre Dame, on the Regent label. George Richford led the senior girls of the Romsey Abbey Choir, accompanied by Colin Walsh. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another recent CD produced by the Regent label features choral and organ music by Ian Quinn, Welsh-born organist and composer, performed by the choir and organist of Selwyn College, Cambridge. From that disc, we'll hear a piece composed in 2010 for Memorial Church at Harvard University, combining the text Lux Aeterna from the Requiem Mass with prayers offered by longtime minister at Harvard, the late Peter Gomes. Sarah MacDonald leads the chapel choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge in Save Us, Good Lord.
Thank you.
The Chapel Choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge sang Save Us, Good Lord by Ian Quinn from a recent recording of his music on the Regent label. Sarah McDonald conducted. Our next selection comes from a very recent CD from the Gothic label of music by Scott Perkins. He chose a text by Johann Franck, translated by Catherine Winkworth, for his anthem Soul, Adorn Yourself with Gladness. Brett Allen Judson leads the Da Capo players and choir. Soul, Adorn Yourself with Gladness from the CD A New England Requiem featuring music of Scott Perkins from the Gothic label. The Da Capo players and choir were conducted by Brett Allen Judson. Organist Timothy Parsons performs next on the organ of Exeter Cathedral from a recent CD in the Regent label's series of music from English cathedrals, this from Volume 20. Mr. Parsons plays Edward Elgar's stately Imperial March.
Thank you.
From the English Cathedral Series, Volume 20 on the Regent label, we heard organist Timothy Parsons play the Imperial March by Sir Edward Elgar on the instrument at Exeter Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to a second helping of music from new and recent recordings of sacred choral and organ music. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Full information about the recordings on today's program can be found on the playlist for Program 2027 at our website, withheartandvoice.org. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.